This morning I mentioned how we were going to look this evening at the 51st Psalm. The 51st Psalm. This psalm centers around David's acknowledgement of sin and his appeal for forgiveness. It's one of the most touching psalms that we have left recorded for us. I hope you have your Bibles tonight and we'll open them up with me. The background for this is found in 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12. We remember that account. David desires Bathsheba for his wife. He knows that she is married to Uriah the Hittite, and Uriah is a trusted associate of David's. And yet David, his lust goes so far as to send Uriah to the front of the battle so that he knows he will be killed, because that's where the fiercest fighting is. So he has Uriah murdered because he wants Bathsheba for his wife. And so Uriah, of course, is killed. He takes Bathsheba for his wife. And then along comes Nathan the prophet. And Nathan tells him a story, of course, one that we're familiar with, about the lamb, the special one that was sacrificed. And then Nathan tells him what the story means, and David is upset and wants to know, who is this man that has done this terrible deed? And Nathan replies, you are the man. It's you, David. You're the one that's guilty. And of course, after that, David pleads for forgiveness. He wants a new heart. And we have this psalm left that is David's feelings, his emotions, his actions, his thoughts, what's going through his mind over what has happened, all the sins he has committed against Bathsheba, against Uriah, against the people, and against Jehovah. And so we have this psalm recorded for all eternity about his plea for mercy after he confesses his wrong. And so let's begin to look then at the 51st Psalm. Notice the first two verses where David petitions God. Psalms 51 verses 1 and 2. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. And notice that David admits that he is guilty. He knows he's guilty. And he makes no excuses for what he's done. I mean, none. He does not blame it on extenuating circumstances. He doesn't say, well, Bathsheba was so beautiful, or Bathsheba shouldn't have been there, or on and on and on. He makes no excuses. He knows he has done wrong. He admits that fact, and he doesn't blame anybody else. He also knows he cannot personally do anything to rid himself of this sin. He doesn't have the power to do that, and he knows that, and he knows his only hope is to go to Jehovah, go to his throne, admit his wrong, ask for mercy according to God's loving kindness. And so that's what he does. He knows he doesn't deserve it. He knows he doesn't deserve mercy. He knows he doesn't deserve God's kindness bestowed upon him. He knows he doesn't deserve forgiveness. He understands that. He knows his soul has been stained and it needs to be cleansed. He says, wash me thoroughly, cleanse me from my sin. Because he knows that's the only way this guilt that he feels can be removed. Since he knows he was wrong, since he knows he's guilty, he knows the sin that he's committed, and he knows it has to be washed away. And he says the only way that can be done is by God's mercy and by his kindness, because David can't do it himself. And so David petitions God. The next two verses, he confesses his sin. verses 3 and 4. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. This is often the most difficult part of coming back to God and asking for forgiveness, and that is acknowledging the fact that you have sinned. And that's what David has. He says, I acknowledge that fact. I acknowledge my transgression.